It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
The days are getting shorter, but the lights couldn't be brighter. This time of year, baseball is different, and the whole world is watching. All of the clutch hits, the game-saving grabs, the plays at the plate, and the head-first slides under the tag. That's peak baseball. Experience all of the autumn action. It's postseason season. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is the LA Local Evening Update, keeping you caught up with the latest from KNX News. Check back each weekday afternoon for the LA Local's full daily briefing on what you need to know in SoCal.
Good afternoon, I'm Rob Archer. Murder charges have been filed against the neighbor of a missing couple in Redlands, and a major heat wave is settling in. But first, Governor Newsom has declared a state of emergency in Rancho Palos Verdes after power was cut off to more than 100 homes because of continued landslides. Pete DeVitrio joins us live with more.
Now, the governor's actions are not going to resolve all of the problems individuals have in dealing with unstable or endangered properties. Rancho Palos Verdes City Manager Ara Mirahanian says the declaration deals with problems related to cessation of electrical power. Now, that's only happened in the last few days, to say the least, and it's not really going to cover all of those families.
It's very specific to the de-energization of the homes in the Portuguese Bend community as well as the Seaview neighborhood.
Now, in addition to getting some of those homes back online, it'll also provide power to the city of Rancho Palos Verdes for critical infrastructure like water pumps that are needed to get water out of the underground areas to prevent any further sliding of the landscape in that area, also dealing with sewage issues. Now, again, this is more or less an open-ended declaration on behalf of the governor. So basically what they can do is they can total up what are the problems that need mitigation, how much funding is needed, and they can even give options on the, if you want to call it, the people in the area to start to seek alternate sources of electrical power if Southern California Edison doesn't want to provide it. Those could be anything from solar panels to alternative generators running on natural gas or other means.
All right. Thank you, Pete. Natalie Tavinian has been talking to residents there. She joins us live.
Yeah, Rob, I've seen residents put up generators or battery powers in their homes. They're scrambling to keep their homes running. I did talk to this one person who came to a small resource area that Southern California Edison has set up.
What's your name?
Cassie Jones.
Cassie, you walked out of your home to come use the portable toilets
here.
Yeah,
well, I drove down. I'm lazy. The propane people are coming in an hour to set down a propane tank that's near where I was parked.
Why aren't your toilets working?
We are on a grinder pump, an individual grinder pump. The whole community's on bigger ones. Mm-hmm. I have a generator. I have no idea how to hook it up.
But what do they have right here? So Edison has set up like a...
They've got help center, some water, porta potties.
What's your everyday been like since Sunday?
Well,
about
yeah,
a month of gas
yeah.
And now a few days of no electricity.
Well, we own two homes here and they're rentals in a sense. And so as a landlord in California, you can't do this to your tenants. You have to evict them or and this is a problem. And they're one of them is my business partner. Plus, I stay there, too. I'm a veterinarian. I liken this almost to having an animal with a very serious illness. And how much are you going to put into it, really? I mean, at some point, you can do a lot and save them. But if they're old and on their last legs, sometimes it's the kindest thing is to let them go. If it's death by a thousand cuts like this, it's depressing.
The biggest frustration, Rob, she tells me, is living in this unknown.
All right, Natalie, thanks. Prosecutors filed murder charges against the neighbor of that elderly couple who went missing from a nudist resort in Redlands. Redlands Police Chief Rachel Tolber says Michael Sparks was arrested last week after a standoff, just days after Stephanie and Dan Menard vanished from the Olive Dell Ranch nudist resort.
Over the next 4 days, law enforcement teams have searched the suspect's property, ultimately locating the remains of two people who we believe to be Dan and Stephanie Menard, along with other evidence. The search of the property was completed yesterday.
Remains still have to be positively identified by the coroner. Still no word on an exact motive. And by the way, the Menards' dog, Cuddles, is still missing. Trial dates have been set for two of the people accused of Matthew Perry's death. The judge scheduled it for March for Jasveen Sanga, also known as the Ketamine Queen, and Salvatore Placentia, a Santa Monica doctor. They've both pleaded not guilty. They're facing between 10 years to life in prison between them. Matthew Perry found dead in October, the result of an overdose.
The Israel-Hamas War. KNX connects you to the latest.
An L.A. community coming together in solidarity tonight to grieve the recent loss of six hostages murdered by Hamas. Karen Adams reports.
The service is at Stephen Wise Temple, and Rabbi Yoshi Zweiback says the time is now to come together.
I really believe now more than ever, with the way we live our lives today, the hybridity of the way we live our lives online, in person, virtual, to know that there are moments when coming together in person to stand with one another in solidarity, to hold hands, to put our arms around each other, to cry together and to lift each other up, that it is essential.
Among those recently killed, American Hirsch Goldberg Polin. He was born here in California. Rabbi Zweiback knew him and his family and says his light lives on.
Because of his parents' advocacy and because so many people are taken by his story, he's also really become a symbol globally of compassion and kindness.
Something Rabbi Zweiback says the world needs more of, compassion and kindness.
A former field deputy for L.A. City Councilmember Curran Price is suing the city, claiming she was wrongfully terminated by Price's office earlier this year because they thought she was a snitch who gave prosecutors information about Price's alleged pay-for-play schemes. Angie English is asking for unspecified damages for lost wages and emotional distress. She says she was placed on involuntary medical leave in July of last year, and when she got back to the office, she was subjected to more intimidation and harassment. A rep for the city attorney's office has not commented. We're going to go in depth with a Rancho Palos Verdes resident who's living with a massive crack through her home because of the land movement. That's coming up as Nonstop News at 5 continues. But first,
the big story on KNX News 97.1 FM.
Here's Chief Correspondent Charles Feldman.
Well, while the rest of the country is starting to break out the cozy sweaters and pumpkin spice lattes, here it's more like burnt pumpkin as Southern California braces for what has traditionally been the hottest and most uncomfortable time of the year for all of us. As an intense week-long heat wave settles over the region, we are reminded that fall in SoCal means dry heat, strong winds, and high fire danger. Not good. Alex Tardy is a warning coordination meteorologist at the National Weather Service in San Diego. Alex, nice to talk to you again.
Hey, yeah, thanks for having me on. Good to be on here.
You know, I was in your neck of the woods yesterday. I was in San Diego, went to see the giant panda. I could swear she was putting on sunscreen. It was really hot there, and it's not going to get any better. Why are we experiencing what promises to be a rather long heat wave?
Yeah, I haven't seen the panda yet, but I will say over the weekend, even though it wasn't hot, boy, we had a soccer tournament and it was a lot of sunshine. So you burn quick, you know, at this latitude. So now we're dealing with much hotter temperatures than Labor Day weekend. And they're already starting, but we're going to see the peak on Thursday and Friday, especially for the coast.
Now, you know, when people hear people like you say we're going to hear the, you know, hit the peak on Thursday, they get scared. They go, wow, what is that? Are we going to all like fry? What does that mean?
Well, if you've got air conditioner, you're probably going to be okay. But if you got to spend any amount of time, you know, out and about, work, play, recreation, going to the zoo, that type of thing, it's gonna be downright hot. So temperatures much above averages even for this time of the year. We're talking about maybe close to 90 for coastal cities, over 100 for cities like Escondido, cities like Pasadena. So those are hot temperatures for any time of the year.
How many of these prolonged heat waves have we had in the past few months?
So believe it or not, coastal areas have been really spared some of the heat. Our inland areas, like our deserts and mountains, have seen record-breaking heat. But starting, you know, in late June, we've now, this is about number four for heat waves. The one in July, early July, was a two-week heat wave. So that's a big chunk of the month.
How unusual, or is it unusual, for four?
It's more about what they result in. So if you have, you know, four or five heat waves and they're only a couple days, you know, and they don't produce, you know, excessive or extreme temperatures, it doesn't add up. So it's really more about how it adds up over time. So, for example, the month of July was the hottest month ever recorded for the whole state of California. And that was really only two heat waves.
Hmm. Do you think we're going to head for a hottest August, if you look back now?
The numbers don't look like it for August, even though our inland areas were much above normal. August along the coast is coming out right about average. So, but as you mentioned earlier, September is the coastal time of the year, you know, when we see hot temperatures. We don't always see them in September, but if we're going to get them, they often occur in September, and that's what's going to happen this week.
A California Highway Patrol officer suffered some minor injuries today when a patrol vehicle he was in was rear-ended in a hit-and-run. Happened while he was stopped on the right shoulder of the westbound 91 in the Anaheim area. CHP says the officer was taken to a hospital to get treatment. The other driver took off on foot. Officers are still looking for him. Anybody with information on the case urged to call the CHP Westminster office. Still ahead, an RPD resident talks to KNX News about, well, the hell that they're going through in that community. But first,
it's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
The days are getting shorter, but the lights couldn't be brighter. This time of year, baseball is different and the whole world is watching. All of the clutch hits, the game-saving grabs, the plays at the plate, and the head-first slides under the tag. That's peak baseball. Experience all of the autumn action. It's postseason season. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Residents living in part of Rancho Palos Verdes had their gas turned off then. It was the power. Today, Governor Newsom declared a state of emergency, but that doesn't mean that those residents are leaving. One woman tells Natalie Davidian she is staying put.
Sally Reeves, and we've lived here 43 years, raised my children here. Amazing place to be. And we're not leaving. Initial problem I had to get past my kids with. We're in our 80s, so they...
Your kids want you to move?
Oh, initially, and now they're on my teams. Took a little convincing, but I've got my kids.
Do you have hope that they're going to slow this down?
Hope for us. There's one home I know that's lost. With us going up, our house will be level. We'll be able to adjust.
Those are your plans right now,
yeah.
Is to level the
we
house?
We'll through... be doing that.
So you're working with engineers now to raise them.
So we're going to go up in steel, which... Over on the pepper tree side, the houses that survived the bad part, we've been here 43, yeah. So it's more like 50 years ago. There were 150 homes lost then, that just lost, and that was in the 70s. The homes over there are up on containers or doing what we're doing, which is to go up on steel with wood cribbing beneath so it's adjustable. So it's a very costly adventure, but it's our home.
My husband has had two hemorrhagic strokes. He's very disabled in terms of being able to move mobility-wise. But in this setting, it's just a challenge for him. I can stay in a camper in the driveway. So we stayed in the master bedroom as long as we could, for example. And
yeah, what happened to your master bedroom?
Well, we had all this paper and carpeting and everything is covering up a fissure that goes right into our house. Kind of see the damage all the way to the fence out there. We have another fissure in front of the garage. And
you're sleeping in the living room now.
We are. So he can't navigate the hallway anymore. And in March, we didn't know how bad our roof was, but during one of the rainstorms, it was like midnight. Someone turned a hose on our bed. It was so bad coming into our bedroom. I called up my daughter. I can't do this alone in San Pedro. And they were there here in 20 minutes. And that's all we did for 3 days. Is when it was sunny, they were up on the roof trying to patch. The rest of the time, it was finding receptacles. This part of the house is not so damaged, and the back, not so damaged. There's not a plumb wall in the house. They're livable. You know, all my appliances, I was going to say all my appliances work, but as we know, we don't have gas up here. So this is what our neighborhood is like. Someone came to my front door that I don't know really well, but a neighbor with a box. He said, here, I think you need this. And it was a two burner electric stove. Yeah. And I mean, that's our neighborhood.
Right.
That's amazing, isn't it? I mean, everyone is pulled together and everyone helps everyone else. No one is unaffected.
5:21, time for Your Money, Bloomberg's Nancy Lyons.
The stock market hasn't seen a sell-off like this since August 5th. The Dow fell 1.5% or 626 points. The S&P lost more than 2% or 119. The NASDAQ was down 3.25% or 577, its biggest drop since July. NVIDIA shares tumbled more than 9.5%. The Department of Justice has sent the chipmaker a subpoena as it investigates whether NVIDIA violated antitrust laws. Also, a closely watched manufacturing gauge fell short of forecasts, causing wider economic worry. While you were grilling out over the weekend, Costco was raising its prices on its membership. As of Sunday, the fees have increased to $65 a year for its Gold Star plan, $130 for its Executive plan. It's the first increase in 7 years and will impact about 52 million memberships. I'm Bloomberg's Nancy Lyons, KNX News 97.1 FM.
That's your nonstop news at 5 for Tuesday, September 3rd. More nonstop news tomorrow, and don't miss 20 minutes of nonstop news with Vicky Moore and Mike Simpson tomorrow morning at 7:30.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.